Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, in this radio channel called PVC, we will talk about hacking and internet fraud. But first, I have a question that we will be answering while we talk. How worried should we be about people hacking into our computers? So, we need to take into account that there are many people that use internet for bad things, in this case, hacking. There are many ways that people could hack you, so I'm going to tell you some so you are prepared. The first one is by being your friends by internet. A lot of people from social media that become their friends and start to take information from you little by little without you noticing. This causes that bad persons that use internet in a bad way hack you, get personal information, and maybe threat you to give this personal information to the public for money. Now, internet fraud generally covers cybercrime activity that takes place over the internet or by email, including crimes such as identity theft, spoofing, and other hacking activities designed to fraud people of their money and again causing threats to the people who got hacked. For some solutions, we have my little example.
So, there are many ways for preventing it, but today we're going to focus on the three more important ones. First, keep your devices safe by installing and regularly updating antivirus and firewall programs on your devices. You also need to be aware of keeping operating systems and applications updated for correcting possible vulnerabilities. Second, take care of your passwords by using a strong and unique password for each account and possibly changing them regularly. For be more precarious with it, think as if it was the world for you and you wouldn't change it for nothing. And last but not least, be careful with emails and messages, especially if they come from unknown senders or appear untrustworthy, because the scammers often use phishing emails to trick people into obtaining sensitive information that will be used for damaging or affecting you. Also, avoid insecure websites and try to use Safari as a navigator. So, now we have Nicholas who will tell us about the interviews and who will also make the conclusion about this topic.
Okay, Stefania, what do you think about internet and fraud hacking?
Well, I think it's nowadays the major fault for people to steal or rob other people.
So Grace, what do you think about internet fraud and hacking?
And actually, as an individual, I don't think it's a nice thing for me, because when we don't want to share our personal information sometimes, right, especially without our permission.
So Andres, what do you think about internet fraud and hacking?
I think this is an issue that we should all be concerned about, because although we are in a digital era that is very helpful for our lives, I think that there is like a lot of risk involving it, and we should probably take some prevention to stop the issue.
It is good that people find out from family, friends, or surroundings whether we can all avoid bad things toward us, such as fraud and internet hacking. Having learned about these interviews, we can reach to a great conclusion. This issue is a very delicate problem. We can put our lives at risk for very simple things, such as internet. We can save our identity and reputation not only by having prevention, to know what we are getting into, if not, who we are getting into, because behind that screen you can see a very bad person. So start taking necessary actions to save not only yourself but also everyone around you. And in this way we can make people aware that with prevention we can move forward with this issue. If you didn't catch up the radio program, we invite you to see the record repetition in our page pvc.com. Thank you for listening to us. We are PVC. See you next time.